As we know, officials from around the world are gathered in Paris this week for the UN Climate Change Conference. Among those attending will be Boston's Chief of Environment, Energy, and Open Spaces, Austin Blackman. Blackman will represent the city as Boston is recognized for its community engagement work when it comes to curbing climate change. We spoke with Blackman as he got set to leave City Hall late yesterday for Paris and began by asking why Boston is considered a leader among cities in the fight against climate change.
What really puts us on top is the fact that we have several programs that allow our residents to have access to incentives, letting them know how they're able to access money to retrofit their homes or get free resources from our utilities to replace light bulbs with LEDs in their house to also improve their energy efficiency.
Let me turn to climate change, if I might, for a few minutes and ask a couple of questions. I want to start with rising sea levels or the potential for rising sea levels. What do you say to environmental advocates who question whether Boston has done enough to prepare for a storm surge the likes of what was seen in New York and New Jersey during Hurricane Sandy?
I think that, you know, advocates are obviously entitled to their opinion. I think that there's always more that we can do. Obviously, we're a city of over 600,000 residents. The plans that we have in place are first and foremost to make sure that we have adequate evacuation plans in place. And we've just gone through the process of updating those. And so that's really, really, you know, crucially important. We've got an MOU with the Dutch, Memorandum of Understanding. So we've basically agreed to work with the Dutch and learn from their experience from the floods that they experienced in the 1950s and the parameters that they have in place. And very similar to us, I think they've got a four-part plan. Right now, the city of Boston's really, really in great shape for two parts of that plan. That evacuation piece, making sure that we have plans in place to get everyone out of the city should we face a really severe, critically damaging storm, and make sure that we have plans in place to get people back to normal as quickly as possible. I think the city is in really, really great shape on those two components.
And what about the other two?
The other two parts of that Dutch plan is, if you can, block as much water as you can, number one. Number two, if you can't block water, make sure that you have the ability to store water. We're also doing some more technical analysis through a program called Climate Ready Boston to really understand the most vulnerable parts of the city.
Well, considering we haven't built any new seawalls, and I'm not sure about storage facilities, I think I have to ask, can we block much of any seawater, and can we store much of any seawater should we get a big storm surge?
I think that those are important questions that we're going to be answering as part of that technical analysis. You know, one option that I think that is frequently talked about is, you know, having a seawall. That might not necessarily be the best solution. One thing that's important to recognize is not every single building in Boston needs to be the highest resilient form of building.
Boston is a fairly old city, plenty of historic buildings in town, which are in many ways inherently inefficient and vulnerable. So I'm wondering how that factors into the city's climate change plans.
I think that's a great question. We have a great historical nature here in the city of Boston. We have to really understand where those vulnerabilities are. And the answers are really going to be very specific to the use case for that building and whether that's going to be the most appropriate use case for that building 25, 35, 45 years from now based on what we see with sea level rise.
I want to make sure I'm clear on this. Are you saying as opposed to a broad solution like a seawall, for example, that might block a surge for a whole neighborhood or maybe for the whole city, that the way Boston has to approach this instead is building by building? What can be done to protect each building?
No, not necessarily. I think that seawalls on a harbor-wide basis are one solution. But that might be an extraordinarily expensive solution, for instance, or it may also cause some additional impacts to the environment of the harbor, access, so economic impacts in terms of shipping in and out of the harbor. So it may come with some pretty large challenges. So as part of this technical analysis and understanding what the vulnerabilities are, it might make more sense to take immediate action to protect maybe one neighborhood or a series of buildings that have critical uses that if they were to be affected right now, we would definitely need to protect them.
I want to ask, if a storm of the caliber of Hurricane Sandy were to hit Boston this winter, would Boston be ready?
If a storm of that caliber were to hit the city of Boston, we have, you know, very, very good resources in place, very, very good evacuation plans. I think as we saw last winter, obviously there would be challenges, but, you know, the city's committed to making sure that our residents are able to get back to a position where they're able to thrive as quickly as possible. And we're going to continue to improve upon those plans and the projects that we're going to be doing to make sure that that transition is as smooth as possible as we move forward.
Austin Blackman, the City of Boston's Chief of Environment, Energy, and Open Spaces. Thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. Good luck in Paris.
Thank you.